Welcome, everyone. This is Chris Atwood, and I'm here with Janet Atwood, the cover editor for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, and the author of The Passion Test, Discovering Your Personal Secrets to Living a Life on Fire. Janet is with us tonight from Ahmedabad in Gujarat, India, and she will be introducing our guest in just a few minutes. This is the Passions of Real Life Legends Calls that is sponsored twice a month by Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And because it was getting a little noisy, I thought it would be best. Janet, do you want to just share with anyone any brief tidbit about your trip before we... Why are you in India anyway?
Oh, good. Well, I'm in India because I'm making a movie. I'm writing a book, and I'm also doing some articles for our magazine. So any of you that haven't yet subscribed to HealthyWealthyAndWise.com, you're losing out. That's HealthyWealthyAndWise.com. For the series that will be started once I get back to the States, called The Saints Speak Out. And
that was called The Saints Speak Out.
Yeah, if that wasn't clear, thank you, Chris.
Uh-huh.
You know, Chris, I think what I wanted to share more than anything, just traveling around this part of the world, is how much love I see that there is everywhere I go. I mean, absolutely. And how many people are truly, doing whatever they can to create a better world. It's really, really made me so much more positive about the future, to see how much good work is going on in so many pockets of the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. Great.
Yeah,
thank you,
so
Janet.
It's really wonderful.
Thank you,
You're
Janet.
Welcome.
So I want to welcome everyone to the Passions of Real Life Legends. Tonight we have a very wonderful guest who Janet will be introducing in just a moment. You were just hearing from Janet Atwood. Janet is the cover editor of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise and the author of The Passion Test, Discovering Your Personal Secrets to Living a Life on Fire. The Passion Test, in fact, is the inspiration for this series. As those of you who have been with us before know, twice a month, we connect with extraordinarily successful people and talk to them about their passions and how their passions led them to what they're doing today, what sort of obstacles and difficulties they ran into, and how they overcame those. And to get some insight into what it takes for each of us to live our passions, because as Janet says in the Passion Test, your passions, the things that you love the most, the things that are most important to you, are your clues. They're the keys to unlocking your personal destiny. And those of you who are not yet members of the Real Life Legends Club, I want to invite you to become a member. When you become a member, you'll be able to get a transcript and recording of this interview, as well as the access to the recordings and transcripts and gifts from each of our interviews over the last 6 or 7 months. You'll be able to listen to interviews with people like Dr. John Gray, Stephen R. Covey, his son Stephen M. R. Covey, with a great interview on trust, Neil Donald Walsh, Rabbi Yehuda Berg, and many others, T. Harv Eker. All of those interviews are available to you when you become a Real Life Club member, as well as our upcoming interviews with people like Dennis Waitley, David Lynch, the producer of Twin Peaks and Mulholland Drive, and a whole slew of others, Byron Katie. We have the great good fortune to be able to connect you with an amazing array of people, and as a Real Life Legends Club member, you get a whole slew of benefits, and I encourage you to go now or at the end of this call and enroll as a member by going to Healthy, Wealthy, the letter N is in Nancy, wise.com/elite, E-L-I-T-E, dot A is in Apple, S is in Sam, P is in Paul. And when you enroll today to become a Real Life Legend Club member, we'll also send you the Passion Test assessment. You'll be able to take your own passion test, and you'll get a copy of Janet's book, The Passion Test, Discovering Your Personal Secrets to Living a Life on Fire. So you'll be able to see your passions and get on track with your own personal destiny. Again, to become a Real Life Legends Club member, go to Healthy, Wealthy, the letter N is in Nancy, wise.com/elite, E-L-I-T-E, dot A is in Apple, S is in Sam, P is in Paul. And so now, without further ado, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you and to give you over to Janet Atwood, the author of The Passion Test, the inspiration of this series, to introduce our incredible and amazing guest tonight. Janet?
Thank you, Chris, so much, and welcome again, everyone. And just a sidebar is that if all of a sudden I'm talking and all of a sudden I'm not, and it wasn't an appropriate place to stop talking, that's because sometimes in India at 5:30 in the morning, a phone does a very interesting thing, and you're no longer connected to the other person. So if that happens, Chris will pick up from wherever I was, and just know that I'm with you in spirit, and the best we can do from here, since we're not in charge on this level. So, welcome again, and it's really an honor for me to introduce to all of you Dr. Alexander Lloyd. And we call him Alex, so I'm going to, this moment on, refer to him as Alex Lloyd. Alex is the founder of the Healing Codes. It's a company that's dedicated to natural healing around the world. And in the spring of 2001, Dr. Lloyd discovered a simple physical mechanism that eliminates stress in the body. Since 2001, thousands of clients all over the world have reported healing from stress and disease by using the Healing Codes. The treatment is non-invasive. There is nothing to take that does not involve diet or exercise. The mechanism is like a hidden box in the body. After being healed from Lou Gehrig's self and witnessing unprecedented results from this process on his patients, Dr. Ben Johnson, by the way, will be, we are blessed to have him be on part of the call tonight, is the International Cancer of the International Cancer Foundation, stated that the Healing Codes mechanism changes stress in a matter of minutes, a scientifically proven and reproducible way, thus eliminating the cause of illness and disease in the body. Dr. Ben stated, I have never before. Dr. Lloyd is a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has a master's degree in psychology. He has operated a successful private practice for a number of years in counseling, later in alternative therapies. He lives with his wife, Tracy, Harry, age 12, and George, age 5, suburb of Nashville, Tennessee, and I love his twang. Before we introduce Alex, I just want to have Chris and I, just for a second, or a couple of seconds, tell you all why we decided to have Alex on the phone, because it was a very personal reason, our personal story, and we always feel it's important to give our own. For Chris, what state were we in? We were giving a seminar.
We had flown into Cincinnati, Ohio, and got there feeling sick as dogs.
Yeah, and we were walking through a mall, and we're talking. It's the day before our seminar, and truly, it was, we were dragging through this mall looking for some phone chargers or something. And I looked at Chris and I said, Chris, I'm like so ill. I don't think I can give this seminar tomorrow. I just absolutely don't. I can hardly walk. And he said, I feel the same way. So when we got back to our hotel, we called our promoter, and we said, you know, we're really sorry this has never happened to us before, but we don't think we can get it together tomorrow. We're so ill, and we're just in bed. I said, would it be all right with you if I had this doctor, Dr. Alex Lloyd, who I feel is out-of-the-box amazing doctor, give you a call? He does something that's a little bit different, but I promise you, you'll be just fine tomorrow. So we said, whatever. And we had no idea, you know, what to expect. And within an hour, we receive a call from Dr. Lloyd, who gives us his healing codes, says, you know, go ahead and practice this for, you know, some minutes a few times a day, which we did. And I'll tell you, after about the second time, we're up, we're ready. And then the next day, we gave the best seminar we had. Would you not say, Chris? It was probably one of our best seminars we'd ever given. We were so clear. We were so on top of it. But what blew our minds was how quickly it worked and how simple it was. And just as I had said in our intro on Alex, we didn't have to use any medicine, nothing. There was nothing we had to do except for just this little thing that Alex taught us with our hands, which you'll hear more about. So we're really excited, and that was just my first experience. And then from that time on, you know, we've both practiced the healing codes, and at different moments when I've been in different parts of the world, and as many of you know, traveling, you know, the body physiology can get run down. I've asked for Alex to help me out, and the same exact experience. So this is why we're really, really excited to have Dr. Lloyd on the line with us. And Dr. Lloyd, are you there?
I'm here, Janet. It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, there's that voice. That's great. It's wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How's India?
It's wonderful.
I wish I could be there with you.
I'll talk to you afterwards if we can, okay?
Yeah, I wish I could be there with you.
Oh, me too. So you get on a plane tomorrow. So here we go.
Okay, you got it.
Ready to start in?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So, Alex, you created an amazing healing program. How did the things which are most important to you, the things you love the most, in other words, how did the things you're most passionate about lead you to the work you do today?
Well, it was two things, Janet. Number one was love, and number two was desperation. And if you mix those together, like in a paint can or something, I call it desperate love, okay? And the love was for my wife, Tracy. We had been married for 12 years at the time the discovery of the healing codes happened. And we found out shortly after we got married that Tracy was severely clinically depressed and probably had been all of her life, although we didn't know it until then. And it was awful. And there's people, I'm sure, listening right now who are either clinically depressed or you know someone close to you that is, and you know that it brings a black cloud over the whole family, over everyone that you touch. It's like, the you know, on Snoopy or something, on Charlie Brown or something, the black cloud just follows you around, and it affects everything. And it affected our relationship. It affected our intimacy. It affected our children. And I just never believed. I've always been a very spiritual person, and I never believed that God intended for Tracy to be depressed like that the rest of her life. And so I went back to graduate school, went through two doctoral programs, finished one of them, didn't finish the psychology because I knew that there wasn't anything there to help me or other people. That's the love and the desperation. The love for Tracy and the desperation for this is not going to stay this way. And so if you're listening tonight, what is it about your life that you would say it's not going to stay this way any longer? Well, that's how I felt about Tracy. And so I prayed every day for 12 years, Janet. And then at 30,000 feet between Los Angeles and Nashville, I believe from 12 years of daily prayer, God led me to what we now call the healing codes. And so that's where it came from. And now Tracy has been fine, wonderful, for 4 years. She never took another antidepressant from that day. And then after I got home, I did it on Tracy, and then Monday morning, Janet, I started integrating it into my private practice, and, you know, it did exactly what I thought it would do. It knocked out depression, and it knocked out anxiety, and it knocked out all kinds of mental and emotional issues, and that was primarily what I addressed in my practice. But what I hadn't counted on happened in 6 weeks, because 6 weeks later, a precious lady said, "Dr. Lloyd, I don't remember telling you that I have MS. And I looked at her, and I knew there was more behind that question than meets the eye. So I said, "Why are you asking me that?" And she just busted open, Janet, like a watermelon, weeping, and said, happy weeping, and said, "Because I just came from Vanderbilt Hospital, and I don't have MS anymore." And then I started crying, and we started hugging, and I said, "Wow, that's great. Tell me how you did that, so if I have other clients that have MS, I can tell them what to do." She said, no, Dr. Lloyd. It's those healing code things you've had me doing for the last 6 weeks for my emotional issue. And I said, surely not. She said, well, it's the only thing I've done different. Well, 2 weeks later, I heard it about cancer, another couple of weeks, and it was early stages of Alzheimer's disease. It was diabetes. It was migraine headaches, just about everything you can imagine. So then, Janet, my passion shifted from Tracy to helping people all over the world be able to say, no more. Today is going to be the start of whatever that thing is in my life not happening anymore. And so that's my passion now. It's still love, but maybe the desperation has gone a little bit.
Oh, it's such a great story. I mean, it's actually our experience, as you heard Chris and I, you know, as I was talking earlier, and it's so... you know, what's so clean about it is that you had no idea.
That's right.
Like, so tell me how you did that. That's really incredible. So you were as surprised as she was.
That's right.
Probably
absolutely.
More so, huh?
Absolutely. But pleasantly, and then we spent, that was in 2001, so then we spent the next three plus years, figuring out how to package this and make it available to people wherever they are. So it's been a long process, but it's been well worth it.
Have you run into obstacles along the way?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Funny you ask that. Shortly after the discovery of the healing codes, we were already using it on people all over the country, but it was in a one-on-one situation. And got a call from this guy one time who's a billionaire, and I won't mention his name, but anyway, he said, man, I love what you're doing. I've been looking for what you're doing all my life. I always believed that it was possible, and what I want to do is I want to set you guys up doing seminars for like 2,000 people at a time every single day in a Las Vegas hotel, a major Las Vegas hotel with your name on the marquee and everything, and instead of working with one person at a time, you can affect, you know, 10,000 people a week or more, and we'll fund the whole thing. Our passion is your passion. We just want to get it out to the world and all that sort of thing. So we checked the guy out. He did an FBI check, a CIA background check, a local law enforcement background check. I mean, everything. He was clean as a whistle. There was another company doing business with him, too, at the same time that we knew was a very legitimate company. And they had done their due diligence and all. Anyway, to make a long story short, we stopped everything else we were doing and moved all of our operations, 3,000 miles away. And it turns out, according to what we were told later by private investigators in Las Vegas, that they had been, the two private investigators who both had been doing that for 15-plus years said, we have been tracking con men, you know, for 15 years in the biggest city in the world for con men, and this guy's the best we have ever seen. And he was a con man, so, trying to take the healing codes and get control of them and use them to make a lot of money. So his passion was just money. It wasn't love at all. It was money. And fortunately, we were able to get out from under that before, you know, any irreparable damage was caused. But we had literally moved out there. And so we moved back home with our tail between our legs, wondering, or at least I wondered, how in the world could I be so stupid to be taken in by that? And I do believe I got a little out of balance there. so excited about the possibilities of going to something like that. But yeah, that was pretty devastating, that situation. But you know what, Janet? Right after that, we met a guy named Joe Sugarman. And Joe Sugarman is one of is considered in a lot of circles to be the top marketing copywriter in the world. He many of you may remember Blue Blocker sunglasses, and he was the first person to use 800 numbers in marketing and all that. He'd be a great guy for you guys to have on there sometime. He was the first in a whole lot of categories. Anyway, Joe's passion had always been alternative health, and he owns a newspaper in Maui and would fly people in there. So he heard about us and flew us in there, and we did a seminar, and it was very successful. But the really wonderful part is Joe had a couple of health problems. One of them was a foot that had been damaged in a car accident. In fact, Joe knows Oprah, and he was on the Oprah show talking about this because he literally had a premonition that he was going to be in a car accident, and he was. And in that car accident, he damaged his foot, and so when he met me, he had been having foot pain for some time, and he said, "Alex, you know, we have flown these healers in and alternative health gurus in for years, and I have seen absolutely incredible things, but none of them have ever been able to help me one bit with my health problems." Well, he started doing the healing codes, and as Joe emailed into us later, in 3 days, his foot pain was completely gone. No more stiffness, no more pain, no more nothing. Well, now Joe is a big part of what we're doing, and has sent in a formal proposal to Oprah to have us on there. Now, who knows what'll come of that, but it's just he is as fired up as anybody about what we're doing, because he said, I've seen just about everything that's out there, and this is, you know, very exciting. So we had a really bad one, but then right after that, we had a great one.
Yeah, it's those obstacles, isn't it, that really give you the strength to go forward sometimes, though, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, Alex, that's such a great story about Joe, and we'd love to have him with us, so we will contact him. What role has your passion for what you're doing played in helping you overcome these? I mean, that which happened in Las Vegas surely set you back, as you said.
Right.
Made you have to gasp for a little air for a while. What role has your passion played in helping you to overcome obstacles? I mean, that's a pretty darn big obstacle, having to move all the way across the country.
Well, yeah, and the biggest thing was having to start completely over, because we had a number of other things that were going really well, and we shut them all down to go there. But you know what? I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I've ended up working with a number of very, very famous country music stars. I'm sure many people who are listening would immediately recognize their names and even have some of their CDs in your car or home. And one of those, as I work on those guys, we talk a little bit. You know, we become friends and get to know each other. And one common thread, you know, as I've asked those country music stars who are so successful now. One of these guys lives in a 35,000 square foot home on about 200 acres here in Middle Tennessee. And as I've asked those guys, what made the difference with you? And what they told me, basically, every one of them, Janet, they would tell me about eating beans for 3 years, not having enough money to pay the rent, and having to go work at Walmart or do something after they spent their 10 hours playing music somewhere, to try to pay basic bills and get food in their tummy, not good food, just something to keep them going. But what they said was, never give up. Kind of what Winston Churchill said, you know, never give up, never give up, never, never, never give up. And I thought a lot about that and what those guys said, and I said, okay, Alex, what does that mean to me, to never give up? And to me, Janet, it means to go down to the deepest part of my heart, the deepest part of who I am, and say, what do I love? What do I love more than anything else? And what do I believe that love can do to help other people? In other words, loving other people and being obedient to God. And to me, Janet, it's that connecting to what I love the most and then letting God use that to help other people. And so that's kind of been my rallying cry from what I learned from those country music stars about never give up.
Thanks, Alex. You know, I'm sure now that people are chomping at the bit wanting to understand how this wonderful work you do works. Can you tell everyone what exactly is the Healing Code and why does it work?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. The Healing Code is really the discovery of four healing centers on the body. It is not acupuncture, it's not chakras, it's not Reiki, it's not anything you've ever seen before, but it's the discovery of four healing centers on the body. Now, we didn't know it when these were first discovered, but these four healing centers correspond to the master control centers for every cell of your body. And they are the higher brain, the lower brain, the pituitary gland, which is very often called the master gland that controls all chemical and glandular functions in the body, and the spinal cord and central nervous system. And those four master control centers of the body control every cell in your body. And the four healing centers correspond to those. Now, with the Healing Codes, what you do, you take the manual and you look up in the back of the manual in the glossary your problem, okay? Hemorrhoids, arthritis, Tracy's depression, it doesn't matter what it is. There'll be a page number there. You go to that page number and it gives you the healing code for that issue. Now, what is the healing code? When we were in Maui and stayed with Joe Sugarman, by the way, he let us stay in his $11 million house on the beach. Now, he lives in another $11 million house. He let us stay in his spare $11 million house. And, oh, it was a wonderful experience. We felt so humbled to be there. But an interesting thing, Janet, he didn't give us a key to the door. There was a little keypad that looks like the keypad on your phone, except bigger. And he said, okay, guys, here's the code. And he told us the four-digit code. And all you do is punch that in, just like you do on your phone. Neat, 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 neat. And then there's a click. As soon as you punch in the fourth letter, the fourth number, you hear a click, and it unlocks the door. Well, that's what the healing codes are. There's a different coded sequence for activating those four healing centers depending on what the problem is. And when you punch in, if you will, because you do activate the healing codes with your fingers, just like you do the keypad, okay? When you punch in the correct code, it removes from the body or dramatically reduces from the body the one source of all illness and disease. In fact, it's really almost the one source of any problem that you can have in your life. And there's 20 million websites on this. Stanford University, the University of California, San Francisco, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, all of these people and many, many more agree that the cause of illness and disease in the body is stress. And the healing codes, when you punch in the correct code, It removes the stress from the body. And right here, if it's okay, Janet, I'd like to introduce my partner.
Oh, absolutely. Dr.
Okay.
Ben Johnson?
Yeah, Dr. Ben Johnson, a radio show host in Oklahoma, calls him Dr. Ben Johnson because he has three medical degrees. He's an MD, a DO, and a naturopathic medical doctor. And he left his medical practice to do the healing codes full time. So Ben, his name is Ben, so if you're going to call me Alex, I'll call him Ben. Ben, will you share, please, why in the world did you leave your medical practice? What happened to you? And then, how can the healing codes heal the one source of all these problems in our body?
Well, Janet, it's good to hear your voice again, and Alex, it's good to be on here. You know, when I realized the significance of what the healing codes did, I realized that it was probably the most significant medical discovery, well, certainly of this century so far, but probably of the last century, too. And that probably includes anesthesia and antibiotics and things like that. So what I'm saying is a really, really big statement. I came to that conclusion after my own need arose. I was looking for something for my patients because I run a cancer clinic in Atlanta, and many times I had patients that I could get them well physically, but some of them died anyway because of emotional issues. They could not let go of fear or anger or all of the emotional issues that they had. So I was looking for something for my patients when my own need arose. In February of 2003, I was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. We call that amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. And I would have much rather been diagnosed with cancer because I know how to deal with that. But ALS, I don't know any 10-year survivors of ALS. Now, I understand that there are a couple in the world, but I sure haven't met any of them. So I was had my own point of need while I was looking for something for my patients. Literally within a matter of weeks, now I had been having symptoms for over a year, but literally within a matter of a couple of weeks, I met Dr. Lloyd, went to one of his seminars, recognized the significance of what he was saying, and also the documentation, which we will talk about later in the program. And I started doing them. I went to a seminar that he held for a little more in-depth and training, and then I bought a personal hour of coaching from him. And within 6 to 8 weeks, my ALS symptoms had resolved. And recognizing the significance of something that could do that, last fall I walked away from my medical practice to work with Dr. Lloyd and the Healing Codes full-time. You know, the question is how does, let me help everyone understand how this works in our body. Dr. Lloyd referred to stress as the cause of all disease, and so let me share a little bit from a medical aspect of how that happens. We have, what is called the autonomic nervous system in our body. And it's called autonomic because it's automatic. 99.99% of everything going on in our body is controlled by the autonomic nervous system. Your bowel digesting food, adding a little lipase, a little amylase, a little hydrochloric acid in the stomach, your liver detoxifying things, your kidneys clearing things, all of that stuff is going on automatically. There's two parts to the autonomic nervous system: the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. The parasympathetic is what should be in charge the vast majority of the time because it is what is in control of helping all of the cells stay healthy when they're in the growth mode, open, receiving nutrients, oxygen, minerals, getting rid of waste products. That's the parasympathetic nervous system. We also have another portion of the autonomic nervous system, and that is called the sympathetic nervous system. That is made to save our lives for a minute or a few moments in time when we must run faster, jump higher, fight harder, whatever we have to do to literally save our lives from a very dangerous situation. Well, needless to say, that should not be an ongoing thing because that's a huge stressor. Everything else in the body shuts down. All those cells that were opening, open and getting minerals and nutrients and oxygen and getting rid of waste, they all shut up tight when we go into sympathetic response. When that fire alarm gets pulled, all of them close down because, you know what, if you aren't alive 5 minutes from now, it doesn't matter if you're digesting the food in your stomach. If you aren't alive from 5 minutes now, it doesn't matter if the liver is detoxifying poisons and toxins in your body. So when you go into sympathetic, when the fire alarm gets pulled and you go into fight or flight, all those other functions shut down, and the blood and the nervous system sends everything to the muscles and the tendons and the lower part of the brain that's reflexic in nature so that we can devote all of our energy to that. It's a curious thing. Probably the first thing that gets shut down when you go into sympathetic is your immune system. Now, we don't think about that a whole lot, but just think about it. Will you need to fight off some viruses or bacteria, you know, if you aren't alive 5 minutes from now or an hour from now, will you need your immune system to be fighting fungi over here or there? If you aren't alive, well, certainly not. And the immune system consumes a tremendous amount of energy. So it is like literally the first thing to get shut down. Not only does it get shut down with hormones that are produced in our adrenals, but the brain is directly wired to the nervous system, to the immune system. We didn't realize that for a long time, but right at the end of nerves, there are little neuron cells called dendrites. We thought they were nervous cells for a long time, but they're really part of the immune system. And the nervous system is directly connected to these dendrites, and as soon as we hit that fight or flight, that fire alarm, it sends out all these messages to the rest of the immune system that says stop, shut down. So I'm sure it doesn't take a whole lot of figuring out to understand that's a huge issue when our immune system gets shut down. So you begin to understand some of the difficulties of stress on the body. You know, what's the problem? Okay, well, it's okay if we go into fight or flight once a month or maybe even once a week. But the problem is that we're living there. We're living there in the immediate, but more importantly, we're living there with our cellular memories because we have all these memories encoded in our cellular memory that are causing stress in our autonomic nervous system all the time. And I don't know exactly when you want to talk about that, Dr. Lloyd, or if you wanted me to address it.
Well, let's turn it back to Janet.
Okay.
So it's just so profound, your whole story, and I do want to just add that, you know, in meeting you, Dr. Ben, look like the picture of health. It's pretty amazing. You know, you both say that the healing code doesn't actually do anything to heal the disease. What does that mean?
Well, that's the ironic part, Janet, is that we have people that have written us letters and sent in and called us with phone calls from all over the world, dozens of people. We'll tell you about a few of those in a few minutes. But the healing codes do not heal one of those people. The healing codes doesn't work on Tracy's depression. It doesn't work on Ben's Lou Gehrig's disease. It didn't work on the amoeba that you and Chris had. I had acid reflux and a hernia that three doctors told me was impossible to heal. Both of those healed. The healing codes doesn't work on that. The only thing the healing codes do, the only thing, is they heal cellular memory. If you want to make that a little easier, they heal wrong beliefs that are encoded in our cellular memory that activate the body's stress response when it shouldn't be activated. So the only thing the healing codes do is they remove the stress from the body, and then when that happens, automatically the immune system not only turns back on, but turns on to a degree that it maybe has not been in decades, maybe ever in your life, because all of us have stress usually to some degree or another. So that's all the healing codes do, is every one of the issues you hear about tonight was healed by the immune system of the body. And it was done by healing an underlying belief embedded in cellular memory.
So we can just fix our beliefs and get well? Is that what you're saying?
That is absolutely right. It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
But haven't we been taught for hundreds of years that we just need to change our beliefs? How's that different?
We sure have. Let me try to tell you how it's different. Let me lay a little groundwork. Southwestern University Medical School, September of 2004, did a landmark study. They made the talk show circuit right after they did it. And what they found in the study, they started with plants, Janet, and they found that the health or illness of a plant is determined by it, more than anything else, by the plant's cellular memory. And plants don't even have a brain. So then they went to animals. And what they meant by that is the plant can have great soil, wonderful nutrition, all that kind of stuff, but if it's got destructive cellular memory, it's going to struggle, maybe even die. On the other hand, Janet, have you ever seen the flower that was growing right up the middle of the sidewalk?
Many times.
Yeah.
How did it get there?
Yeah, and don't you just want to say, yeah, go, baby, go, you know, because that's how we want to be in our life, is we want to bust through any obstacles that are there, okay? Well, they found out why that happens. It happens because that plant, even though it has about the worst possible circumstances you can imagine, it has good, healthy cellular memory, which basically means you ain't going to stop it no matter what you do, okay? It's going to keep going until it even breaks through concrete. So next they turned to animals. They said, okay, it works that way with plants. What about animals? Works exactly the same way. Then they went to humans. This is where the rubber meets the road. And Janet, they found exactly the same thing, that it's not cancer cells, it's not blood sugar problems, it's not chemical glandular hormonal problems, it's not vitamin deficiencies. Now, are all of those things relevant? Yes, they are. But the control mechanism for every cell of your body, for health or illness, success or failure, is your cellular memories. And they said it to this degree, and this is a traditional medical school saying this, and it's from laboratory research. Here's what they said. Our best hope for healing incurable illnesses and diseases in the future may very well hinge on finding a way to heal cellular memory. Why? Because the cellular memories are the health control mechanism for every cell in your body. As the cellular memories go, you go. And another interesting study that coincides with that, just really quickly, the Institute of Heart Math in California, they took people and they would put human DNA in a test tube, and they would have them hold the test tube in their hand, and they would tell them, I want you to recall a painful memory, a memory from your life that's still painful. Somebody got hurt, you were rejected in a love situation, personal injuries, something. After the person thought about that, they took the DNA, put it under a microscope, and it had literally damaged the DNA that was in that test tube in their hand. So then they did another thing. They said, okay, take same person, same DNA. Now we want you to recall a wonderful memory, healthy memory, loving memory, joyful memory. So they do that. They put the DNA under the microscope again, and there's been a healing of the DNA. And so their conclusion was the same thing, that our thoughts and feelings and beliefs that are embedded in our cellular memory are the health control mechanism for every cell of the body.
Now,
I didn't answer your question yet, though.
So
what makes the healing codes different? The thing that makes the healing codes different is the healing codes heal it automatically. You don't have to remember it. You don't have to do counseling or therapy. You don't have to think about it. You do the appropriate healing code, and the average one takes about 6 minutes, and a seven-year-old can do it unassisted, because Dr. Ben has a seven-year-old that does it unassisted, and it heals it automatically. You don't even have to be conscious of it at all. It can be in your unconscious, okay, and it will still heal. And when that memory heals, the stress goes away, then the immune system, which has been suppressed by the stress, comes up and can heal pretty much anything.
I want to link our listeners, Alex, to you. So for all of you, because this is, I know you'll all want to know more about this after the call, go to www.healthywealthy.com/Lloyd, L-O-Y-D. www.healthywealthy.com/Lloyd. So you can, I know, from just this
Janet?
Amazing talk. Yes, Chris.
Forgive me, but that actually got changed and for some reason must not have been on your copy. So if I can give the correct link. Forgive us, everyone, that we had a change in the link. So it's actually www.healthywealthy, the letter N is in Nancy, wise.com/healing code. Healing code. No S on the end, just healing code. So healthy, wealthy, the letter N is in Nancy, wise.com/healing code. Sorry, Janet.
No, that's okay, Chris. It's the greatness of a team. So, Alex, back to this incredible knowledge. What is heart rate variability, and why is it important? What is the effect of using the healing code on heart rate variability?
Yeah, Janet, as soon as we started having people heal from all kinds of physical stuff, we knew we had a tiger by the tail. We knew we had a lot more than we had bargained for and a lot more than I'd been praying for 12 years. But we knew that in order for people to believe it, we needed more than just testimonials and what we were saying. We needed to have mainstream medical diagnostic tests, the kind that are used in hospitals every single day in the same category as CAT scans and MRIs, and that if this was real and would work consistently every time, it would stand up in the face of those tests. So we turned to the perfect test in the world to validate the healing codes. And Dr. Ben, since this is a medical test and you've got 3 medical degrees, why don't you tell us what it is?
Well, heart rate variability is a very simple test, but a very reliable test. What it simply measures is the heart rate variation in response to breathing in and breathing out. Now, that's a really simple test, but what we've discovered medically is that directly reflects the balance of the autonomic nervous system that I was talking about so much earlier, the sympathetic versus parasympathetic. And when you're out of balance, regardless, the heart rate variability test is a predictor of outcomes. For instance, an intensive care unit, if you are out of balance, you don't have very good chances of making it out. If you've got great balance with heart rate variability, so it directly reflects the stress paradigm of the autonomic nervous system, which is what we were saying we could change. So since it is the medical test, the gold standard medical test, for what we wanted, we went to it and proved that doing the healing codes will change the stress paradigm in the autonomic nervous system from out of balance to in balance. It'll do it consistently every time in a matter of minutes. Now, there are things that have changed that before, right? in about 6 weeks of vigorous exercise and working out and all that stuff, you can shift the sympathetic-parasympathetic balance a little bit. But in all medical history up until now, nothing else besides weeks to months have changed the stress paradigm, and certainly nothing within minutes. Now, you can get a little bit of shift with some things like acupuncture, but it doesn't stay. What we showed was that 24 hours later, these people are still shifted. 48 hours later, they're still shifted toward balance. And that is a medical thing that's just unheard of. So it's a huge discovery of something that will shift that autonomic nervous system back into balance.
And Janet, we travel for years. We have traveled doing these heart rate variability tests, showing people right on the spot that the healing code will remove the stress in their body. We were in Cincinnati and did a seminar there about a year ago, and there were 50 people there, and one person, 49 out of 50 people doing the healing codes and heart rate variability, there was one person whose nervous system did not go from out of balance to imbalance within 10 minutes. And that is totally unprecedented in medical history.
So would you share with us some of the experiences people have had using this program, Alex? Because there's so many. Just give us a couple.
Oh, I'd love to. What I'd like to do really, really fast is we get these letters and calls all the time, and about a month ago, Janet, or I'm sorry, about 2 months ago, we decided let's track these things for about 3 weeks and see what comes in over a three-week period of time from people using the healing codes. And I'm just going to read through them real quick. There's a wonderful story behind all of these, but I'm not going to go into that. So here we go, over a three-week period, multiple sclerosis, relationship issues that the couple had been trying to heal for about 15 years, four people with high blood pressure, heart disease, about 20 melanomas on a guy's body. He had already made plans with the doctor to have them removed and then plastic surgery to heal some where there would be a visible scar. A shoulder injury, a chronic limp from a cyst, a person who was actively suicidal, a lifetime sinus problem, breast cancer, a crushed foot, arthritis, a career transformation, a 10-year-old girl with a death phobia. Her mother said, "I've witnessed an absolute miracle in my daughter." Two people with clinical depression, migraine headaches, a person literally brought out of a coma in intensive care by his daughter doing the healing codes on him. A dog healed of massive kidney failure where the vet said it's time to put the dog down. The owner did the healing codes. The dog came out of it, ultrasound normal, blood work normal. The vet said, "I never would have believed it possible. I'd never seen anything like it." A dog healed of a malignant tumor who was supposed to die. The tumor was completely gone in less than a week. Three people with the flu healed in less than 24 hours, one in less than an hour. A 3-year-old diabetic toe problem. Hair turning back to the original color. Whiplash from a car accident, gone in 24 hours. And maybe my favorite one, a lady saying, "My life could be characterized by a series of unfortunate events. Since starting the healing codes, it's turned into a series of fortunate events." So, Janet, that's not over 3 years or 3 months. That's
Hello?
Over 3 weeks.
Somehow.
Yes?
Yeah, Janet. We lost Alex somewhere.
So you can't hear me?
There you are.
We lost you for a minute.
Oh, where did I cut out?
Just at your favorite woman.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. She said, "My life could be characterized by the phrase, a series of unfortunate events. And since starting the healing codes, it's turned into a series of fortunate events." But the one thing I'd like everybody to notice about that list is it's not just health issues. It's relationships. It's career. It's success and failure and a lot of health stuff, too. But it's really that this stress and belief embedded in cellular memory is really the source of almost any problem we can have, not just health problems.
So the most important question of the night is, what's required to take advantage of the healing code? Does someone have to come visit you in Tennessee? I'm sure everyone's wondering, you know, how do I do this and what's required? Can you tell everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. It used to be that you did have to come to Tennessee, but that's what we've been working for the last 3 years, and we unveiled June of this past year. So it's been about 10 months now. All you have to do is go to our website, and Chris gave you the link. And
let's give it one more time, Alex. www.healthywealthy, the letter N, wise.com/healing code. So go ahead.
That's right. And what you're getting here is not a product. This is a service. This is a service package. When you get this, we ship you out all kinds of stuff, 2 manuals, a pocket guide. I don't know how many CDs are in there. There's a 6-CD audio manual. There's a couple of other CDs. There's 2 DVD programs. But the main thing is this is a service package. What you also get is 1 month of one-on-one coaching. And so we will walk you through, we will take you by the hand and guarantee that you get the results that you want by removing the stress, by removing the wrong beliefs embedded in cell memory that you may not even know are there. All you know is you're not succeeding the way you want. And we will guarantee that'll work. We have a complete, total, unconditional money-back guarantee. And by the way, any of you know about return things? Our return percentage is absolutely unheard of. Mark Victor Hansen, who's one of our biggest proponents, and Joe Sugarman, and we ran this by you, Chris and Janet too. And what we keep hearing is that our return rate is unheard of, and that's because it works. Everybody that does it has a story almost.
Unheard of in a good sense.
That's right.
Yeah, a great story. And I'm so happy, Alex, that Chris and I are part of the story because it even gives more punch to this whole experience. One more time, just to make sure everyone has your connection to your link, www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nelly, wise.com/healing code.
And so, Janet, may I make one more comment?
Yeah.
What Alex has done for all of the listeners and readers of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise is that those of you who go this evening and go to that link, and if you decide that the healing code is something that will help you in your life, then Alex has been kind enough to reduce the cost of the package by $100. So when you use this, when you go to the link that Janet just gave, Healthy, Wealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/healing code, and when you click on the order button at the end, you'll see that that Alex has reduced the price by $100 for the package just for our Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise listeners.
Now, that's only for this evening, Chris? Or?
I think that's for, Chris, is that for the next 24 hours?
Yes, that's right. So that's what you told us you were doing, so that's the way it's set up, yeah.
Right.
Good.
So, well, thank you for that, Alex.
You're welcome. We're happy to do it.
Now, Alex, at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, you know we believe strongly in the power of intention to manifest outcomes. A perfect connection with you. What is your most current project, and what intention would you like us here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise and all of our listeners and hold for you?
Well, our passion is to eliminate from the world. That sounds crazy, but we really believe it's possible to eliminate the cause of illness, the cause of disease, the cause of lack, L-A-C-K, the cause of war, in short, the cause of fear. Because according to Bruce Lipton at Stanford University Medical School, he said that 100% of the time, the body's stress mechanism is activated when it shouldn't, which leads to this illness and disease in the body by a wrong belief. And the wrong belief causes us to be afraid when we should not be afraid. And a lot of the time it's unconscious. We don't feel consciously afraid, but we're afraid deep down inside, and it causes us to not live our life the way we're supposed to. We have people call all the time and say, I keep sabotaging myself, and I don't know why in the world I'm doing it. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. But I keep doing it over and over and over. Well, that's fear. According to the research at Stanford and according to just about every spiritual person on planet Earth, fear is what leads to all this stuff. I'm a Christian, and in the Bible it says 365 times, one for every day of the year, fear not. Okay? And the reason it leads to everything we know of that's bad as far as illness, disease, lack, war, not succeeding, all of it. And the healing codes remove the fear.
So what right now is your most important project?
Well, the one that we support most heavily is an orphan's home in Central America. And they take street kids there, and it's in Honduras, and there are thousands and thousands of street kids there. They keep the girls because they can turn them into prostitutes or do household work. But the boys, they'll kick out of the house, literally sometimes when they're 4 and 5 years old. So this program takes those street kids and gives them hope, gives them a bed, gives them food, teaches them a trade. In other words, they take their fear away and try to replace it with love. And they do a wonderful job at that. So that is the main thing that we support. We support a number of things, but that's the main one. So if you want to pray for the street kids in Honduras, we do and support them and send them love. They really have a big piece of our heart there.
Yeah, absolutely. We could take just a moment right now to just put our intention right now on those children, just for 1 minute. Let's just all do it right now. Alex, I think it's done.
All right.
I know that all of our listeners, with their intention, and their intention is so powerful, because everything you said tonight, I'm sure, resonates with every one of them. So are having this collective intention, and thank you for allowing us to be with you on this project. It's definitely going to be accomplished.
Thank you.
All that you're working towards for them.
Thank you.
So what single idea would you like to have for our listeners, to save with our listeners tonight?
You know,
what would you like to leave us with tonight?
Yeah, there's a story in the Bible, and it's Jesus, and he's confronted by a guy named Peter who's just done a terrible thing, and Peter, I'm sure, is humiliated, feels guilty, shameful, whatever, and he comes to Jesus. And Jesus said three words that have been the motto for my life, because I used to be a real stinker, Janet. And those three words were, from now on. And there's a little boy who lives in Oklahoma City. His name's Christopher Ryan. And his mother, Melissa, found out about the healing codes. And Christopher was diagnosed at 6 months old with leukemia. And he was now about 11 and had been through more procedures and bone marrow transplants and side effects from all that stuff than you can ever imagine. And then he was in remission, but then he started having all the symptoms again. He had dark circles under his eyes. He was losing his hair. He was throwing up all the time, and the parents were like, oh, no, we've seen this before. And she literally said, I can't do this again. And she asked her best friend, whose name was Jennifer Crow, and Jennifer Crow had been healed of 9 diseases by the healing codes in a period of about a year. She was diagnosed with 10 diseases by 9 doctors over 3 years. But anyway, Jennifer Crow said, let me give you the name of this guy, and it was my name and number. She called, I sent them the healing codes. They had 12 days before they were going to St. Jude's in Memphis to have all the tests run again, and they felt in their heart that they knew what those tests were going to say. They told us later that Christopher felt better from the very first treatment, the very first healing code that he ever did. About 3 months later, Janet, I was in Oklahoma City doing a seminar where we were lecturing about the healing codes. And at the end of that seminar, this little boy ran up front carrying something in his hand. And I knelt down to his level, and he said, Dr. Lloyd, my name is Christopher Ryan. And he said, and he hugged me, and he said, I wanted to give you my test results from St. Jude's. And Janet, everything, CAT scan, MRI, blood work, EEG, EKG, everything was 100% clear. And his mother, Melissa, said that by the time they got to St. Jude's, 12 days after doing the healing codes, they knew he was healed. And Melissa sent us in a video of her and Christopher, and at the end of that, while she's holding Christopher in her arms, she puts her hands on a stack of bills that's a big old stack, a couple inches thick, and she says, I have right here over $1 million of medical bills for Christopher. She said what over $1 million could not do, the healing codes have done. So what I want everybody to take away is those three words from Jesus, from now on. Whatever it is you want, whatever it is that you haven't been able to have, whatever problem you have, there is always hope. And you can start from now on. We will help you any way we can. And I just cannot encourage you enough, because Dr. Ben... Most medical doctors would have turned away from us because what we do is different. It's not a pill, it's not a liquid, it's not surgery. But he's alive today. What he didn't tell you is he was looking for life insurance when he met me. He was so convinced he was going to die. And so those three words I'd like to leave from now on.
Thank you, Alex. And it's just... I think it's pretty interesting that when I asked you the last question, I made a blooper and I said, what single idea would you like to save our listeners with tonight? And actually, there are no mistakes in the universe.
That's right.
So thank you so, so very much. It's, as always, wonderful to be with you, and so great to hear about the healing codes and just all of the wonderful work that you're doing. And Dr. Ben... thank you for also joining us this evening. And all of you that are listening this evening, again, I'm going to give you the link, www.healthywealthyandwise.com/healing code to be able to take advantage of Alex's wonderful, wonderful work that he's doing. So, Chris, do you want to open it up so we can say...
Well,
Before I do, Janet, I'd just like to tell people about some of the people we have coming up in the next few weeks.
Ah, very good.
Thank you. And I want to remind everyone again also that if you, when you go to healthywealthyandwise.com/healing code, you'll see a whole explanation of the healing code. And when you click on the order button at the bottom of that page, you'll see that that Alex has been kind enough to reduce the price of the package by $100 for our Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise listeners. So that's a great opportunity for the next 24 hours. If this is something that you believe can help you or someone you love, we really hope that you'll take advantage of it. I want to encourage all of you to join us on Tuesday, May 10th. We're going to have an amazing, incredible interview with Bill Harris, the director and founder of Centerpoint Research Institute and the creator of the distinctive HoloSync technology, which is now used by over 200,000 people around the world. Our co-host that evening is going to be our friend. Many of you have told us how much you appreciate him as a host and interviewer, Paul Sheely, of the CEO of Learning Strategies Corporation. Paul and Bill are old friends. This is going to be a great tête-à-tête, if you will, between these two great business successes. And any of you that have an idea that you think is just completely too far out to be financially successful, you have to be on this call on May 10th, because Bill Harris is a living example of someone who has become a multimillionaire creating, when his passion was something that was so unusual and so different that anyone looking in from the outside would have said, there's no way that he could do this as a business. So you're going to want to be there on May 10th. On May 2 weeks later, on May 24th, we have number one best-selling author Debbie Ford, the author of The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. We are very honored and privileged as well to have Gay Hendricks, the of the Hendricks Institute, who will be our co-host interviewing Debbie. Debbie is going to bring a whole spiritual aspect to our experience and understanding of living our passions. She's also written a book called Spiritual Divorce. Divorce is a catalyst for an extraordinary life. She is an amazing author and someone, again, that you will want to be there for. And then on June 7th, Tuesday, June 7th, we're so honored to have Dr. Dennis Waitley, an individual who Ogmandino, author of The Greatest Salesman in the World, said that this Renaissance man, Dennis Waitley, has changed so many lives through his lectures and writings and has created a magic mirror that will reflect back to each individual the kind of person he or she can become. So on June 7th, be with us as we talk with Dr. Dennis Waitley. So Janet, I will open it up now.
Alex, we do want to connect with you after the call.
Great.
So everyone,
okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Good night, everyone.